is the John Murphy Show on Buffalo Bills Radio.
We're live tonight at One Bills Drive. We make the transition from one Pro Football Hall of Famer to the other. On the line with us right now, the Subway Fresh Take Hotline, Bills quarterback, Pro Football Hall of Fame quarterback Jim Kelly. Jim, hello. Thanks for coming on the air with us.
My pleasure, Murphy. Anytime, bud.
We got a lot to talk to you about. I want to talk to you about a couple of things, including your football camp, and I know people are registering for that now. I want to talk to you about your business endeavor, MyFanClip.com. But I want to start you off by getting your thoughts on where the Bills are at right now, and I guess your perspective on where E.J. Manuel is in his rookie year, nine starts in. What do you think so far?
Wow, how long do you have? Not all good either.
But, nope.
Wow, it's been one of those seasons, up and down. You know, they start getting you excited about what they're doing. They have some big wins and some promising games against some really tough opponents. And then you go out and have a game like you did this past weekend. And, of course, letting things slip away in Toronto when we were up there for that game. So, boy, you really don't know, but you just know there's a lot of young players. You got young coaching staff. So I guess you just got to be patient. I know for Bills fans, 13, 14 years, whatever the case may be, they're starting to get a little frustrated. I'm sure everybody is, including everybody in the front office at One Bills Drive. So not the greatest time, but we just have to hang in there. And with E.J. Manuel, he's a kid that definitely shows a lot of promise. You just hope that some of the things, the mistakes he's making will, start, learning from them. There's things that you feel some kids that age should know by now, especially since you played in a major college like Florida State. But, it is the NFL. Things are definitely different, a faster game. So for some people it takes a little longer, but I definitely see a lot of positives, though.
As a quarterback, while you watch Manuel play, Jim, do you see the way he throws the ball? Is there anything you've detected, both pluses and minuses, that you watch Manuel play that you make note of?
Well, I haven't spent a lot of time over there really watching all of his mechanics. I know, when he does sort of deep ball, he throws it pretty well. I think it's one of the things he's got to understand, I think, more of the defenses than anything, that you got to know more of down and distance, that, when you need a first down, you don't try to take a chance on a long ball so many times. I think that is one of the things that I think frustrated me a little bit. I think that you really got to put your mind and your head in the game, maybe focus on what you need to have accomplished, especially late in the game when you know you need to move those chains. Maybe not take such a risk on throwing the ball deep onto the outside. Learn more about maybe getting the first down, moving those chains, taking some time off the clock. But again, he's young, and there's a lot of things that I see that are very positive. But, it's just, I guess, a learning curve.
And your first year in the league, Jim, not exactly a rookie because you had a couple of years at the USFL, but your first year in the NFL, 1986, you had some ups and downs, right? I mean, it's not always Russell Wilson and Andrew Luck coming into the league as rookies, is it?
Oh, there's no doubt. Yeah, we all have had our little bumps, in the road on the way. I mean, for everybody. I mean, you go through those times, and you just you just hope you learn from it. I think kids nowadays have an advantage over, us many years ago because they start learning at a lot younger age. They watch film at a lot younger age. They're in a pass-oriented offense more nowadays. So you almost hope and pray that the guy coming in, not just in the quarterback position, but in the wide receivers, offensive linemen, linebackers, that they're in a situation where they're seeing a lot of what they're going to see in the NFL when they were in college. So it is a learning curve, Murph. I think we all do know that. But I think as Bills fans, as a former Buffalo Bill that goes to all the games and really pretty much try to, embrace what we have, it just gets a little frustrating when it's the same thing all the time over again. But we do got to understand it's not only a young team with a lot of, great potential, but it's a first-year coaching staff, too. So I guess we got to give them a little break there. I know, listening to some of the shows, not only yours but other ones, there's a lot of frustrated people, but I guess deservingly so. We haven't really gave them a lot to cheer for in the last couple of years. But one thing I think we know, majority of Bills fans will not jump off that wagon. They'll stay and just hopefully be here when we do finally get this thing turned around.
Hey, Jim, the next home game a week from Sunday is the second half of the Dolphins rivalry. Would you say your games against the Dolphins, and especially your head-to-head battles with Marino, were among the highlights of your career? I know you played in some big Super Bowl games, obviously, and big playoff games, but there was always like a heightened sense of anticipation before the Bills and the Dolphins played, whether it was in Miami or up here in Orchard Park.
Oh, I agree 100%. I think you remember, Murph, when we used to travel down there, I think our fans nicknamed Joe Robbie Stadium Rich Stadium South because we had probably 20,000 fans heading down to South Beach to watch that game. And, yeah, the Marino Kelly thought, I think everybody looked forward to that battle because they knew we were good friends. We were best of friends. And then, of course, when you battle that, we usually at the end of the season came down to either the Dolphins or the Bills, you know, going for that AFC's crown. So it was always a big rivalry, not only between Dan and I, and we'd never looked at it that way, but, you know, to a certain point it is. But we knew when the Dolphins and the Bills were coming, I knew when the schedule came out that I'd look, when do we play the Dolphins down there? When do they come up here? You knew that that game was not only going to be big for the players because we knew how good a team the Dolphins had, who their coach was, and Don Shula, but also for the fans. Fans hated the Dolphins. I think they do to a certain point now, but I do not think the rivalry exists as much as it did back then because we knew that in order for us to be at the end, the AFC's crown, we were probably going to have to beat the Dolphins twice. So I don't think it's quite there yet. I hope that they can get there and understand how important this game really is.
We're on the line with Hall of Fame quarterback Jim Kelly. He joins us via the Subway Fresh Take Hotline. My friends in Erie, Pennsylvania say you were in town just the other day, Jim, as you found an American company, a company in Erie, PA, to make your fan clips, right? You were just down there the other day?
Yeah, Port Erie Plastics. To make a long story short, Murph, and this is something that I've been messing with for a couple of years now, and I finally decided why not do it. For all those listeners out there, and I'm sure there's a bunch of guys that do the same thing as I did, but I was never a wallet guy. I always carried my money, my credit cards and everything with a rubber band tied around it. But they all kept breaking and breaking, and I said, you know, enough of this. So I went to the black binder clip, and after seeing a lot of people and a lot of friends I knew using the same thing, I was like, wow, what if we put your favorite team's logo on it, whether it's an NFL team or a college team or whatever the case may be? And then I started asking more people, and then I went to our foundation. I talked to a couple of our board members and told them that I was thinking about doing this and that what did they think, because I was going to give a portion of the proceeds to Hunter's Hope. And they're like, wow, what a great idea. So me and my brother Danny decided, why not, let's try it. We, Danny, my brother, went to China. We researched a bunch of, you know, companies around the area, but it was just too expensive to do around here. So our first year, we got the NFL, we got NASCAR, we got college, and we decided, you know what, we have to find somewhere, somehow, to do these in the United States. So we found a company in Erie, Pennsylvania, that now can do them. We worked out a great deal with them. But our biggest thing, not only we have NFL and NASCAR and college, but we just got Major League Baseball. We got the NHL. We just got Duck Dynasty, Duck Commander. So that to me is pretty cool. But to end on this, and the biggest thing that we have going right now is high school fundraisers.
Yeah.
You know, everybody has the candy bars and the wrapping paper and the cookies and the coupon books. And I think everybody's tired of that. So we're doing – working out with a bunch of high schools, not only here, but we're working with a couple of companies national that are going to help us with launching this. And we've already gotten like just a couple Star Points, St. Joe's, Fredonia Hillbillies. So for anybody out there that wants to do a fundraiser for their high school, whether it's band or cheerleading or football, basketball, baseball, whatever the case may be, I'm telling you, it's a great opportunity to make money. I know that every school with the way it is now, Murph, and you know that kids, they're all on the travel teams. They're traveling here, they're traveling that. They're doing so many things to raise money to travel and to get their name and their team out there. So just log on to my website, jimkelly.com. We have a bunch of guys I've hired to run it, and again, 10% of proceeds go to Hunter's Hope. But what a great idea. And they're at Topps, Wegmans, just to name a couple stores, Amazon.com, Fanatics.com. So just check it out.
Yeah, so it's basically a money clip, a binder clip with the high school logo on it then?
Well, it is, but it's an all-purpose clip.
Right.
I use it for my money clip, but my wife uses it for our coffee bags, our chips.
Oh, cool, yeah.
Even our toothpaste. I mean, everybody knows when you run low with your toothpaste, you always roll it up and it keeps rolling back. We've been doing this for a while. We do it now with our binder clip and our fan clip. We put on our toothpaste and it holds it real perfectly tight. You squeeze and boom, it comes out. So it's an all-purpose clip. And just for anybody out there, I'm serious, anybody out there is looking for high school or whatever, I mean, Paul Avalo is doing it for St. Joe's. Ilio, you know, Dennis is going to be doing it, helping out with St. Joe's. So, I mean, St. Francis, I better watch what I say there. I know the big rivalry, but
yeah.
We have so many schools that are doing it already. So we have a whole bunch from here. We have some Pennsylvania. And as we launch this, we're going to be doing a lot more throughout the United States. So just urge anybody, their schools, anybody wants to do this, really log on to my website, talk to our guys, and we'll get you set up. And it's definitely affordable, and it makes a lot of money, not only for your high school, but for Hunter's Hope. And it's a win-win for everybody.
Hey, one more thing. We've been reading the promos, your football camp, next summer, July 9th through the 13th. And if folks sign up before mid-January, you get a discount, right? That's in play right now, right?
Yes, you get a discount. And we're working with the Bills as we speak this week on tickets for the Dolphins game, too. So hopefully we'll be able to get some of those for some kids that, you know, don't have that opportunity to go to a Buffalo Bills game. So we're working with them to see if we can do that there. But, yeah, this is the 28th annual. We're doing it this year. At Sweet Home High School. Unfortunately, the Bills are going to be redoing the whole stadium and everything, so there's no room for our camp this year, but it's only a one-year thing. But if you've never been to Sweet Home High School, it's almost like a college university. The facility is unbelievable. It's gorgeous. It's hard to even believe it's a high school. That's how nice it is. So we're very impressed with what they have out there, and we're going to do it this year at Sweet Home. So and to be out there, log on, give for, you know, a Christmas present for your kid, your grandson, your, you know, even granddaughter if she wants to come out. So, I've got a lot of things going on.
You got a lot going on, man. You got to chill out a little bit.
Well, I am. As a matter of fact, I am sitting at home watching the Andy Griffith Show. I watched Duck Dynasty about 2 hours ago. Watched about an hour and a half of that.
Okay.
I'm finally relaxing by my fireplace, but I do. I'm serious. I am a big Andy Griffith freak. I like Barney fights. Barney's one of my favorites. So I'm sitting here just relaxing by the fireplace, finally get a chance to sit back and relax.
All right. All right, Goober. I appreciate it. Thanks for coming on with us.
You got it, Otis.
Otis, the town drunk?
Oh, yeah, he just spiked all the water to get Barney drunk. So.
Jim, it's always a pleasure. Have a great holiday season. We'll talk again. Thank you.
Murphy, take care of yourself, and we'll talk to you later on, bud.